And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcast and Newsroom with your news for the hour. This newscast is sponsored by Thumb Area Septic. Call 989-673-2628 for all of your septic-related needs. The Huron County Sheriff's Office says a recreational boating incident on Lake Huron sent two people to shore with minor injuries earlier this month. According to the report, the incident happened just before noon on July 1st near the Port Austin Reef Light. Authorities say the boat ran aground after what investigators believe was a navigational error. Responding agencies include Sheriff's Marine personnel, a Michigan Department of Natural Resources conservation officer, the Port Austin Fire Department, and a U.S. Naval Sea Cadet vessel. The occupants were safely removed from the disabled boat and transported to the Port Austin State Docks Marina. Officials say both occupants suffered only minor injuries. The vessel remained disabled until a salvage company refloated it the following day and returned it to Port Austin Harbor. The incident remains classified as a boating assist, with investigators citing navigational error as the apparent cause. And Tyler Avery Masterson appeared in Huron County District Court to face a felony charge of absconding or forfeiting bond. Judge Ferris presided over the arraignment, noting the charge carries a potential penalty of up to 4 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. During the proceedings, defense attorney Tammy Salins noted that Masterson has no prior criminal record and is currently employed. The court set bond at $10,000, 10%, requiring $1,000 for release. Attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach has been appointed to represent Masterson for the remainder of the case. A probable cause conference is scheduled for July 30th of 2026, followed by a preliminary examination on the following August 7th. And Laisha Lynn Stanilis is facing a misdemeanor charge of animal cruelty following an incident involving a dog left in a vehicle. Stanilis was arraigned in district court regarding an incident on July 20th. Prosecutors allege Stanilis left a dog inside a car during hot weather with the windows rolled up until an officer had to free the dog from the hot interior. The charge carries a maximum penalty of 93 days in jail, a $1,000 fine, and up to 200 hours of community service. Stanilis, represented by attorney Tammy Salins, entered a plea of not guilty. Judge Ferris set a personal recognizance bond at $3,500. The court has ordered the prosecution to provide a plea offer by August 13th, with the final plea cutoff hearing and pretrial hearing scheduled for September 3rd. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor.
Whether you need septic pumping, a port-a-john, or a complete septic system replacement, Thumb Area Septic has you covered. From septic inspections, excavation services, new installations, replacements, and emergency services as well. They do it all with quality, reliability, and honesty, as well as competitive prices. Call Thumb Area Septic today for a free estimate at 989-673-2628 or visit their website at thumbseptic.com. Remember, they're licensed and insured for your protection. Thumb Area Septic, your trusted experts. 989-673-2628. Call now.
Hi, this is Adam with Thumb Area Septic. Call us today for all your septic-related needs. Proudly serving all of Tuscola County and now serving all of Sanilac County and surrounding areas.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.